You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley. You could have been crammed inside a stage and 50,000 others there.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Ravens podcast. Now today is a very special episode, but we're going to get onto that very shortly for you. My name's Matt Hall and I'm delighted to be joined as always now by Charlotte Richardson. How are you doing, Charlotte?
I'm really well, thank you, Matt. It's been an absolutely fantastic week off of the back of three victories last weekend, rolling into another really busy weekend for the football club this time around, and really excited actually to be having this opportunity on the podcast to build up to our FA Women's Cup game.
It is a Women's FA Cup special, this episode, isn't it? And like you said, it was a great weekend last week. We're looking for another treble of sorts this week, aren't we? Obviously, with the FA Youth Cup, which we'll talk about briefly, the first team, the men's team away to Solihull and the women's team at home to Millwall on Sunday. It's got all the makings of a magical FA Cup tie, hasn't it? The support is coming in, isn't it? We can see that already.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to say that we've actually sold already more tickets for this game than any other in our club's history, which is fantastic. We have our aim. We really want to break our record attendance previously held in this competition last time out. The difference being last year it was free to attend. This year it's a £5 general admission and 11-year-olds and under can come for free, which might pose some questions for supporters. But I think it's important for the development of the women's game to have that value, for us to build towards that. And I'm sure we'll touch upon it. And certainly in conversations that we've got coming up with manager Andy Woodman, Mark Hammond, the chief executive, it's really important if the women's game is going to be sustainable that we build that demand and so on. And we've got a jam-packed day for everyone. It's going to be fantastic value. And like you say, hopefully a fantastic weekend all round, starting with the youngsters on Friday night.
And you look back at the FA Cup last year and it was the best thing that happened, I think, for the women last year. Of course, they went on to win the title, but it was a fantastic day for the football club. An astonishing result against a team in a higher division. A brilliant performance on the day, and it wasn't only the amount of people that attended, it was actually the atmosphere, and actually a lot of people then got hooked after that. The women are of course playing their home games at Hayes Lane now, and supporters have been coming down to watch, and I think a huge part of that was that drive towards the FA Cup last year, and here's hoping that this year can create something similar for the Bromley faithful.
I really hope so, and I'm sure, again, we'll hear from manager Steve Payne later on, I'm sure when the draw was made he might have hoped for a lower league opposition, but it's the challenge of Millwall Lionesses, and that in itself really adds the occasion for supporters who might not know much about women's football and the history of the game. Millwall were pioneers, they were trailblazers, they were the first football club to affiliate with their men's side. They've had a really, really checkered history, like, again, many women's football teams being kind of chucked aside at one point, and they've had to rebuild, and they go into this game on a fantastic run. I think they've won their last four, beat Dulwich at the weekend, who are a very, very good side, and they play the division above. So we would label it probably a David and Goliath if we were looking for some sort of analogy. So we have to make that home advantage count, and hopefully by the time listeners finish this episode of the Ravens podcast, they will be convinced, if they haven't already, to buy a ticket and to come down and make some noise, and let's get Hayes Lane rocking like it was last time out, and who knows, pull off a cup upset.
And you talk about the form, Bromley women themselves are in good form, aren't they? Of course, an 8-1 victory against Cray Valley, and followed by another victory against Cray Valley, 2-1 that time, a bit closer. But that's important as well, isn't it, in the build-up to a game like this, to be in some kind of good form, which they very much are.
Yeah, I think the girls will be in a confident mood. They've started the season strongly, just the one defeat at Ashford, who are very, very strong. And they're on their own journey as well. New players coming in. We're going to hear later on in the episode from four of our academy girls who have broken into the first team. So the energy, the atmosphere, everything in training suggests that there is a fantastic team spirit. And when it comes to welcoming a team higher in the league, that togetherness can really help you grind out and, like I say, potentially cause a bit of an upset. If we can stay in the game, take the tie to penalties even, or maybe wrap it up in 90 minutes, that would be huge. It would be fantastic. But the day is more than just the 90 minutes. And that's what's so fantastic, again, about the women's game, is the interaction with younger supporters, the opportunities going on in and around the 90 minutes as well.
And the support will absolutely be key, won't it, on Sunday for the Bromley women to get a good result. So do come on. Please get behind the team. And you just never know in these FA Cup ties, do you? You talk about the togetherness there, and that's something which really has taken over the whole club, hasn't it, really? It's really come together over the past few months, especially with the women's side. And you had the pleasure of catching up with Andy, who is very much looking forward to this tie as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Andy's been a real sort of ambassador for the women's team. I think when we, and we touch upon it in our interview, when we had the women's team as part of our award ceremony, it enabled the two teams to like meet, and there was just a lot of kind of synergy between the two. And Andy is always popping into the office, always having a chat, always, you know, trying to find out, keeping an eye on it on social media and so on. And he and I have many conversations about the sort of the growth of the women's game, and we have a bit of a laugh and a joke about the pressure it puts on when the women's team do so well. And it's brilliant. And as you'll hear right now, he is fully supportive and also understands the kind of bigger picture going on across the country. So Andy, it's a busy weekend for the football club. Obviously, you're focused on getting 3 points away at Solihull Moors. But here at Hayes Lane on Sunday, the women's team are hosting Millwall in a big FA Cup clash. The women's game has grown a lot, and I know you and I have had conversations about the Euros and what it's done. What's your sort of perspective on the growth of the women's game?
I think it's brilliant. I think to see so many young girls playing football now without sort of any prejudice is fantastic. And particularly down here at Bromley, I think we welcome it. But yeah, I think that, you know, just looking at the crowds that have been going to games has been fantastic. I think you was at Arsenal the other night and there's like 50, 60,000 there. Wembley when they got to the final. So it's all good, you know. I think you know, the whole feel good factor around it as well is really, really good. And yeah, I'm really supportive of it, you know, and I know actually my family were glued to it as well.
And you mentioned feel good factor. Of course, we hosted and had the women's team as part of our end of season awards, and I know it was an opportunity for you to meet some of the players, the management, and coming away with an even more positive impression of the direction in which women's football's going and the ambition for the team, both on the pitch and off it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was really great for us in the summer. We celebrated our season along with the ladies, and they really welcomed us into their celebration, which was great. And they're really great characters, and they're fiercely supportive of us, the men's, and we've tried to, you know, replicate that back to them, because we're, you know, very proud of what they're achieving. I know a few of my players come down and watch. I'm going to certainly try and get down to watch a few more games this year. So yeah, the connection between the men's and the ladies team is getting stronger, and we want to keep growing that here at Hayes Lane for sure.
And with the football club making the progress that it has, Millwall have one of the kind of longest serving reputations in the women's game. They're going to be a tough opposition. You know just how much of a fortress it is here and how much of a difference that support can make. So what final words of encouragement would you give anyone to make a double header of it, come and support the boys away at Solihull, but then be here on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I'd even say if you can't support the boys at Solihull, make this your next best thing on Sunday. Yeah, because it is a historic game for the club, and the girls are really appreciate the support, because we know we do. It makes a huge difference, and also it's great, you know, to see the next generation of young lady footballers coming along with their parents and families to support our ladies team. So yeah, get yourself down here. I'll be rooting for the girls, and hopefully we can turn over, I suppose we call them the original lionesses. So hopefully we can get a good result.
Brilliant words there from Andy, and I know he said himself he's hoping to be down here on Sunday to get behind the team. And it's just absolutely fantastic to see the joint effort across the club from every single department, all of the men's first team players, all of the women, of course, gearing up for the game, and the supporters as well. It's got that feeling of a special occasion about it, hasn't it?
It really does. And I think Andy talks a lot, the coaching teams talk a lot about this Bromley DNA, and it really is something that filters through from the very top of all of our teams through the whole player pathways down to our amazing youth section as well. There's a pride at representing this football club, and there is a pride in seeing how it's always trying to continuously improve and enhance, which leads me quite nicely to our next interview. I was able to sit down and have a catch up with Mark Hammond, who is the chief executive here at Hayes Lane, to discuss the sort of strategic importance of the investment going into the women and girls pathway and beyond. Mark, another huge weekend for the football club, a massive FA Youth Cup game here on Friday evening. The boys travel to Solihull Moors on Saturday, and then on Sunday we host Millwall Lionesses in the FA Women's Cup. A lot has been going on behind the scenes to further enrich the women and girls football provision here. Can you give supporters a bit of an update on what's going on and why the football club is really prioritising this?
Well, firstly, the FA Youth Cup is we value the tournament, and it's an opportunity for our best academy players to come together, both under 17s and 18s, and then perform together, and then hopefully eclipse or go beyond what they did over the past sort of three seasons, because we've done very well every year, and obviously producing the players that we are, and the young boys that we've now got on loan, and also the young players that we've now got around the first team squad. And the FA Youth Cup serves as a sort of springboard or a sort of platform for those boys to sort of play within that sort of the intensity and the competitive state that they need to do to be around the first team. Yes, the first team are doing, you know, week by week they're growing stronger and stronger, and the performances are becoming more stronger and stronger and more solid. Solihull will be a tough game. It's always tough to go there, and Neil Ardley has got a solid squad. They've got a very big budget, but I think we can go there and cause them some problems. And as for the women's, yeah, that's growing from strength to strength. All of the work that the staff, both in the back office and on the coaching field, everything that they're doing now is, you know, you're starting to see the fruits of the labour that goes back to the strategic planning, the aims and the objectives, the short-term vision of what we're trying to implement with the club and the women's and the girls, and it's grown from strength to strength. Our numbers are growing throughout all of the age groups, and I think you're seeing the that energy and focus being translated onto the pitch. For example, you know, the women beat Cray Valley 2-1 the other day at home, captained by Charlotte Lee. We've had Terry Warren return from injury, but you know, she scored four against Cray Valley in the away fixture. And then we've got four academy girls that have now been signed up, and they're around the first team squad of the women's. Those notably Charlotte Bennett and Abby Washington. And you know, Charlotte, she also works in Broomfield, so there's a connection throughout the club. The FA Women's Cup as well, it's good that the FA have increased the prize money for the women's game. Again, that shows that they're trying to close the gap to improve the equality throughout. And yeah, we are the underdogs, and I think that it's going to be a huge derby game, one that's very close in territory, those being Millwall, and I'm fairly confident that what the women have done so far, we can get a result at home.
We're really trying to make an occasion of it as well, because the FA Cup in the men's and women's game is illustrious. It's amazing to be a part of, with lots of activities going on in the day from 12 to 1 o'clock. People can sign up and bring their youngsters to take part on the pitch, as well as we count down to 2 o'clock, an opportunity for all the players to showcase what they're all about. We want to break our attendance record. So what words of advice, what words of encouragement would you give to supporters listening to come down and be a part of what will hopefully be a day in history?
There's going to be a lot of excitement and drive building up towards the game. But also, it's Sunday. Sunday's now, it's Women's Day, or you know, Girls and Women's Day. It's football, that whole... We're building a new tradition, not just at Bromley, but throughout, you know, the nation. And also, it's the FA Cup. And if you look at now the FA Cup and the archives of the previous seasons that are offering the Women's FA Cup. It's growing year by year, and you're now starting to get that that attraction and romance attached similarly to the men's game. And it's amazing to watch. I watched a fixture the other week, and it's, you know, it's work in progress, but it's slowly getting there to mirror the men's.
Another brilliant interview there, and brilliant to hear from Mark. It's something of a rarity, isn't it, to get Mark Hammond on the podcast? But kudos for that one, Charlotte. It's great to hear from him, and wise words indeed. Let's talk a little bit more about the day then, because it's not just the match, is it? There's a real community element to this. And that kicks off with something provided by us, the Community Trust, which is a free Let Girls Play session on the pitch between 12 and 1 o'clock. There's going to be 45 young girls who are going to get a session completely free of charge by our community coaches to try and inspire them and to try and give them a reason to come down and to get involved and to actually enjoy their football. And it's great to see that, isn't it, in the build-up to the game?
It's really important because you hear from Andy, you hear from Mark, you speak to any of us at Bromley, and we're so dedicated to try and create more opportunities for people in the borough of Bromley. And we wanted to use this occasion, the historic occasion of hosting Millwall in the FA Cup, to be more than just about potentially winning or losing a game of football. It's about providing that opportunity. And we've got such a fantastic community trust. The recent strategy that was launched around women and girls highlights their commitment, your commitment, our commitment to it. So to be able to start the afternoon on that note is brilliant. And it leads nicely then towards that 2 p.m. kickoff time with lots of activities going on in Broomfields as well. We've got a face painter book so everyone can make sure that the badge and the crest is painted on, their loyalties and allegiances are clear for everyone to see. And we're also running a little competition as well, encouraging people to come over to our arts and crafts table and draw a poster, a message of support for the team to see when they take to the field. And we will be giving out some Bromley footballs after the game to the most eye-catching and creative designs as well. So lots going on. And then post-match, we will be doing the player of the match presentation. The players will be around. We've got a 12-page match day magazine as well. So supporters can pick that up. That matchday magazine, again, is going to be free of charge, courtesy of the Community Trust. So it's a £5 ticket, but it's more than just 90 minutes. And if you've got any young people in your family, I think we really offer family-friendly football all the time at Hayes Lane, but this is a really nice day out on the Sunday. And for those that can't, perhaps with the travel logistical nightmare that it's proven to be Saturday, come along and watch the men's team. What a great opportunity to support Bromley still on the Sunday.
Absolutely, and get your football fix at Hayes Lane. Like you say, so much more going on that day, and something I'd just like to pick up on as well is the mascots and flag bearers. We've got several very, very excited young girls going to be given this opportunity, and what a magical moment to be able to walk out onto the pitch in front of the fans and to wave the flags and to walk out with the players. And then, of course, they're back on the pitch at half-time to take on Ronan the Raven in a penalty shootout, which is really exciting. So we hope that all of them have a fantastic day here at Hayes Lane, and we're hoping that it's topped off by a really good result as well. Now, Charlotte, as you mentioned earlier on in the podcast, you've had the pleasure of catching up with some of our young female players, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been really nice to be coordinating different interviews and grabbing some content. And the importance of these occasions as well is that they provide inspiration. So those mascots and flag bearers who you mentioned will be able to see, as young girls, women that are playing football and have that stage, and that visibility is so important. And in recent years here at Hayes Lane, we've been developing our girls' academy. Four of them have broken in from the academy into that first team setup. So the player pathway is really beginning to come into fruition. And our colleague Chloe managed to sit down with the quartet, Chris Danzo, Charlotte Bennett, Katie Busher, Abby Washington, all of whom are academy players here, who will feature on Sunday afternoon. Here's what they had to say.
So, Chris, Charlotte, Katie and Abby, you've all made the step up from the academy to the women's first team this season, and we're a month in now, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on how the season's been going so far for you both personally and as the team.
I won't lie, it was scary at first, but I feel like we've all fitted in now.
The games have been challenging, but it's a good experience.
Yeah, I agree with Chris and Charlotte, and I feel like the fitness has been more demanding, but
but I feel like it's helped that all the women have been welcoming.
Yeah, they've been encouraging us and like trying to keep us as positive as like, we can be.
And Abby, obviously we've got a massive game coming up at the weekend. It's your first experience of the FA Cup at a senior level. How are you feeling going into it?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously there'll be like a lot more fans and spectators watching, so hopefully the pressure won't like put me off. But I'm excited to see how much more of a step up it is, especially because Millwall are in the league above.
And Katie, how have prep preparations been going ahead of Sunday?
They've been good. Everyone's been calm and trying to keep their head, and we've been doing a lot of fitness.
Charlotte, I just wanted to get your thoughts on how, like, the difference really between the academy and the women's first team, like, in terms of competitiveness, like, fighting for your shirt and the team, and the fitness levels required.
It's quite a lot harder. There's quite a lot more people in the team, so it's a harder chance at being on that pitch and having to fight for your place. So it's more effort you have to put in your training. Be wanting your space in that bench and being there every weekend.
Chris, it's not only been a good month so far for the team as a whole, being undefeated at home and sitting third in the league currently, but it's also been a good month for you personally, being chosen as the first player of the month.
I won't lie, I'm quite proud of myself, but I feel like without my teammates, wouldn't be able to, you know, feel comfortable playing in the team and play as well. So yeah.
Girls, thank you for joining us on the podcast, and let's hope for a win Sunday. Good luck to all four of you.
That's really nice to hear, Charlotte, and to hear all of the accounts of these promising young players. And one I just wanted to pick on, Charlotte Bennett, through our Saturday soccer school. Not only that, but her dad, Les Bennett, has coached at the Saturday morning soccer school and is heavily involved with girls' youth football here at Hayes Lane. And her mother, Claire Bennett, is also very heavily involved with the girls' youth teams as well, and does so much volunteer work around that. And they're just a football mad family. I know Charlotte's sister also plays football too, so it's really, really nice to see how she's come on and how the family have got more into being involved with the club. So good luck to Charlotte and family, and of course best of luck to the whole team on Sunday.
That's the thing that's so special about Bromley Football Club. It has got such a family feel to it. Focusing perhaps more now on the technical, tactical battle that will ensue, our colleague Chloe Logan also caught up with Bromley boss Steve Payne this week.
So, Steve, we've got a massive game for the women coming up this weekend, hosting Millwall in the FA Cup. How are you and the team feeling going into it?
It's mixed feelings, really. It's a big game. We're playing Millwall, Lionesses or whatever they're the first team. And it's a big game for our girls, and obviously a big game for them. Obviously, they're a league above us. They're flying top of the league. We've just been promoted to the league below that. So it's going to be a big game. I mean, as I said, I've got mixed emotions. It depends what the girls, who wants it the most, basically. And look, I just want it to be a good game for the day.
And as you say, Millwall are currently top of the league. They've gone four games unbeaten, but we are also unbeaten at home. And we should have a bumper crowd here on Sunday. So what would be your message to the fans coming down on Sunday?
My message to the fans would be, come support the girls, be the 12th man or 12th lady, whatever you want to call it, and just enjoy the game, be loud and support your team.
And how have preparations been going?
They've been going fine, to be quite fair. The girls, they're in good spirits. We've got one or two that's injured, but we've got a big enough squad. Preparation's been really good, to be quite fair. I mean, I can't complain. The club's been excellent. We've got a few new players gelled in nicely. We've got three or four of the academy girls. They've settled in nicely. So preparation for the game has been pretty okay. As I said, football's a funny old game, so we'll have to see on Sunday.
And speaking of the academy girls, they've fitted in really well to the team, with Chris being the first player of the month for September. They're really fighting for their shirts and testing the other team members, aren't they?
To be quite fair, they've been like a breath of fresh air. Most of the squad we've got, they're all of a mature age. So the energy they bring to the team, and with the experience of the mature players, it's gone very nice, and it's a credit to the academy what they've done over the years. It's nice that now we are filtering through as a club, so it's coming from the bottom right to the top. So any academy girls that are not in an academy and thinking about an academy, come to Bromley Academy, because there is a pathway for you. Sunday's a big occasion, so everybody in and around the Bromley area, come and support the girls. As you know, women's footballs, I've been in it for like 10, 11 years now, and it's gone from seeing one or two teams out there to everywhere you go in a park now, you see football, women's football all over the place. So it's growing. So get down and come and support the girls.
Brilliant to hear from Steve. He's such a committed individual and has been involved with the women's side here for so many years. I see him walk in, sometimes he has the new tracksuit on, sometimes he has one from several years ago. But Steve and his team, Dave, Ian, all of the coaches, they're such great people and they put such a lot of time and effort into it. And we talk about the players, but we should remember that the management and the chairman and the committee and everything else put so much time and effort into this. And also the players that do other jobs off the field, acting as secretaries and so on and so forth. It doesn't go unnoticed. And let's hope that come full time on Sunday, we can all be celebrating a positive result. That's pretty much it on that one, isn't it? All that's left to say is, if you haven't already, get your tickets, come on down. It's sure to be a brilliant day.
Yeah, absolutely. Please come and support the team. Two massive games here at Hayes Lane. The trip to Solihull Moors. We appreciate that people are very busy and there's lots of Bromley action going on at this time of year, but your support would mean the world. And if you've never watched a women's game of football before, give it a try. Lots of people did over the summer. Records have been broken left, right and centre. Why can't we do the same here at Bromley? So please come and help us be a part of that.
And the Cup theme continues, doesn't it, Charlotte? And the FA Cup theme, the FA Youth Cup to be specific, continues. Again, we said it's a prestigious competition, isn't it? And for these young lads that are going out to represent Bromley, it's a big occasion.
It's a massive occasion. And in recent years, Bromley has been so successful. And so as individuals, it's an opportunity to shine. We know that some of our talented players have been scouted for the EFL from this competition. It's a chance to be in the shop window for Andy. I know a lot of senior people from the football club are going to be there tonight. I think Byron Webster, the club captain, I heard him saying he wants to pop his head in and see the sort of talent that we've got. So as individuals, it's a big occasion. But of course, as a collective, as a team, they're going to want to go even better than the years before. And there has been so much success recently. It's a tough challenge, Tonbridge Angels. They're a very good side. And again, I think that home advantage will make a huge difference.
Just thinking back to classic FA Youth Cup ties of years gone by. Of course, we had the Forest Green game last season where Ben Crowhouse was the hero and there was a dramatic turnaround in the final 5 minutes, I think, we were losing and went on to win 4-3. And of course, the previous year, Portsmouth, with Liam Vincent, ironically, who plays for Portsmouth now, scoring in that game and Bromley winning 2-1 at Fratton Park. I was there. It was a sensational performance on the night. And Bromley really showed they can go toe-to-toe with clubs of this stature. So very best of luck to the team tonight. And of course, coached by Luke Coulson, former Bromley player. So very best of luck to all of them. And we hope for more good news on that later on. And of course, then, as we mentioned, it's the game away to Solihull. Three games against them last year. It's a tough game to go into, isn't it? Both teams very close to each other in the table, only 1 point and one place separating them. And like I said, three good games of football last year against one another.
I always feel like Solihull are just sort of like a northern counterpart or a northern reflection of us, because every time, either when I've worked here or previously kind of commentated, I'd always look at this game and the statistics and the research would always indicate a close, hard-fought battle. And the team's obviously in good form. Some individuals really shining at the moment. I think that key thing is the foundation of clean sheets and defensive stability, which we really, you know, seems to, again, be part of our DNA. It's going to be really, really hard. I think it's tricky with the travel situation, the train strike, and then the closures and stuff like that. So if you're a supporter who's travelling, thank you so much, because it will make a huge difference. But the team are in confident mood. The spirits in and around the place all week has been brilliant. And it's an opportunity to go out, further build and bring back 3 points.
And if you are looking to come to that game, there are small amounts of spaces left on the coach. You can book them up until tomorrow morning, but you'd be advised to book them. When I say tomorrow, I mean Saturday morning, the day of the game. You'd be advised to book them as soon as possible if you do want to join us. As mentioned, there are motorway closures, which may make the journey a little bit more difficult if you're driving. And of course, there is a train strike as well. So do jump on the supporters coach with us. And cheer the team on to hopefully, we keep saying it, a positive result. And that really is it now, isn't it? I think we've covered all bases now.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to have this special FA Women's Cup episode. But of course, as always at Bromley, there is so much going on across all of our teams. And it feels like we're going through something quite special at the moment. And credit to each of those 3 teams, the under-23s, the men's, the women's, unbeaten at home in the start of October is incredible. I know it's our under-18s playing in the FA Youth Cup, so best of luck to them as well. And let's just keep this train ride going, ironically, when there's rail strikes, but yeah, still, we'll ignore that.
We'll make our own one, you know.
Absolutely, the Bromley FC Express.
That's it. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte, as always, for joining me today. And thank you to all of you for listening, as you always do. We look forward to being back with you again very soon.
Champions of the Champions League. You could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from.